This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Glad to be with you and have a guest who has been studying a threat that hardly ever gets into the national media that I'm aware of. By the same token, maybe I'm repeating myself, it doesn't get into the Eastern media. But in the West particularly, there's a growing number of people that are acutely aware of Agenda 21. And frankly, anybody that's got forest land, farmland, wherever they're located, is likely to be bumping into Agenda 21 to discuss what exactly that's all about and the threat that it poses to our freedom. I've got Paul Preston with us today, who has been one of the leaders in getting the word out about what the elite in the United States and, frankly, the U.N., have been trying to put over on us to try to tie the hands of the productive citizens of this country and make us all simply little robots directed from Washington and Geneva, the UN headquarters, for those of you, as Rush Limbaugh might say, born in Rio Linda. Paul, thank you so much for being with us, and thank you so much for the work that you're doing to sound the alarm.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's really great to be with you.
What you've got an organization, and you've been working on this for, golly, I don't even know how many years. Why don't you just give folks a little bit of a background so that they can see that this isn't something that has just gotten started?
No. This is the basic plan came out of the United Nations back in 1992, and that was at the Rio de Janeiro conference. And that particular plan, United Nations Agenda 21, calls for a global governance system. And it's based on the notion of sustainability. In other words, it's based on the notion of radical environmentalism to control population. That's fundamentally what it is. And what we have seen, and this is all ushered in by George Bush the older, the senior, he was the first one to bring it about. Of course, there's some very famous speeches that have been made by a lot of people back in 1992, especially George Bush, where he talks about the United Nations and how we must move to a one world order, which means, simply put, that all borders and all countries will lose their sovereignty and give it up to one world order. So it'll be one world governance system through the United Nations.
Now, what is it that would attract a guy like George Bush, the first, former president, a longtime colleague of Ronald Reagan, his vice president, to my regret? Why would he find this so attractive? What is it in his background that makes him so inclined to promote this kind of thing?
Well, you know, as we start to dig into things now, and of course, we're, you know, 50, 60 years removed from some issues, we're starting to find more things coming out, because before 1992, this movement for one world order was really started around the turn of the last century. This is nothing new in terms of a movement. And you had a lot, of course, the communists, they wanted basically a one world order. The Nazis wanted a one world order as well. And, you know, you had a lot of people here in the United States who thought that would be a great deal, too.
And, of course, the Nazis were socialist, as is a lot of the thinking of the Bush family.
Exactly. And you also have a lot of religions, especially the Catholic religion, especially the virulent form of the Catholic religion called the Communist Catholics, who are firm believers in one world order.
And of course, anymore, the National Council of Churches, which mostly represents various Protestant denominations, is also pretty much into this. So it's a notion that has been spreading far and wide.
Exactly. And you can see this demonstrated even more vividly with what's going on with Pope Francis. And, of course, with Obama, you can see that very easily. You know, Obama and Pope Francis are in lockstep on their one world order thinking. And lo and behold, how are they doing it? They're doing it with radical environmentalism. They call it climate change. And this is one of the ways in which they manipulate systems, they manipulate governances, they manipulate people and philosophies to the way of thinking that governance should come from one world and not from individual governance systems. That's, in other words, not from individual government. And we're seeing the, as a result of this, we're kind of abbreviating a lot of things here, but it's, we're seeing as a result of this, the dissolving of borders between such places as cities and states and counties. And this is playing out all over the world. And here in California, you can see how we've lost our border in Southern California. It's just a wide open border. And Jerry Brown, he's certainly one of the one world order people. He's a king player in all this stuff. You can see what he has done to radicalize California and try and dissolve our borders. So this one world order business also calls for giving up your own personal and private property. And that's one of the things that has been such a big deal out here in the West, is that the federal government, our federal government is just nothing more than a tool for these people. Our federal government, the Bureau of Land Management and the Department of Interior, have essentially seized about 85% of all Western land.
Right. It's been a movement that started, from what I can tell, with the bad faith of the federal government, which had promised the Western territories that they would come into the Union on the same basis that the Eastern states, the original 13, joined the Union. And that on the same basis, I believe, was the exact wording in federal law until it was taken out, so that they were breaking the promise before that, but they ended up changing the law so that was no longer even being held out. I guess they figured they had the remaining territories so captive, it didn't matter whether they liked the lie or not, they were going to come in. And it just strikes me that this whole enterprise of governance of the West is based on fraud.
Right. That's what everybody's finding out, is that, and you know, we kind of found our hands on the table all the time because we see this stuff playing out, but you know, right before us, and most of the rest of the United States don't understand it. But there's a huge land grab going on for basically all the resources that we have here in the United States of America, and what we're finding out is that people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have pledged a lot of the land as surety for either our debt or for profit reasons, in the case of the Clintons, to other people. And the classic example is what's happened up there in Harney County in Oregon, where you had Hillary Clinton back in around 2011 or so, get into a deal with a company called Uranium One. And Uranium One was very much interested in harvesting the uranium out of Harney County. So the deal was worked that Uranium One would have priority and would, in fact, be granted those uranium rights through the State Department and Hillary Clinton. And as a result, they have the right to mine uranium and other elements in Harney County
Let's pick up with that Oregon business when we get back from the break. Music is coming in to tell us that we are heading into the break. Talking with Paul Preston. We're talking about Agenda 21, and we'll give out some web information so you can get better informed when we get back. Stay tuned, please.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Our guest today is Paul Preston. We're talking about the policy being pushed on people, particularly in the West, but not exclusively, called Agenda 21, Paul Preston has been involved in getting us informed about this for quite some time. Paul, where might people go to get more information?
My website, which is agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and we post tons of things there. We have a go to our link page for those who want to do a lot of research. We've got a ton of sources there, and also information tab. There's a ton of resources you can get there to find information about Agenda 21 and also about what's going on with the land grabs out there in the West.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, if I recall correctly, a good deal of your information is also, it includes not just things that you and I might write, but documents that have been published by the United States government, the UN,
right,
et cetera.
Right. It's all resource right there. You can see it. I mean, we're not making this stuff up, and it's hard to believe some of the things that we come up with, what we find and what they're actually doing, that people do have a very difficult time believing that government can work on the scale that they're working. And that's it's effectively what they're doing, is working on the grand scale. And we're talking about the elite, those people that are really in charge of the money systems and so on. Of course, you have Bill, I'll give you a good example, is Bill Gates. Bill Gates is also intertwined in Kearney County, in that Bill Gates is after, through a company called TerraPower, he's after the thorium that's available in Kearney County. Now, thorium is number 90 on the periodic table of the elements, and it's a non-polluting radioactive product that's considered to be the new ability or new way to generate electrical power and other power for the future.
And now, this element is called thorium, T-H-O-R-I-U-M?
Correct, thorium. It's number 90 on the periodic table of the elements.
I think the last time I heard about that was about 60 years ago in high school.
Right.
Wow.
But Bill
Gates knows about it.
Right, and it does not produce a radioactive byproduct or waste product if you use it to generate nuclear power. And, you know, they used uranium to make bombs because they needed the polluting, the radioactive byproducts of uranium. But thorium is not. Now, the single largest owner of thorium in the world is Bill Gates. And the most abundant place in which you find thorium naturally occurring is in Harney County and also western Idaho. And he also owns a thorium mine in India. So this guy is really heavily invested. Now, the reason why he got his investment in there is because he had the ability through Hillary Clinton and ultimately through the Department of the Interior and Bureau of Land Management to displace the ranchers and get the ranchers off the land there. And you see, that's the gig.
So one of the things that hadn't been counted on was the armed resistance of people in the West, which is being tested and pushed on increasingly, I guess, or steadily by the federal government. There was obviously a big push against the land that the Bundys were using in Nevada. Armed BLM agents struck there. And
yep.
I guess the BLM was probably pretty well involved in Oregon as well.
Absolutely, it's involved day one. And, of course, what they're doing is using the Department of Interior and the Bureau of Land Management to get people off the property. And they claim it. And they have no rightful claim to it. This is the thing. It's just complete lawlessness by which the way that they're acting. And they think that there's, what happened, like in the case of Bundy, what they wanted to do. There's two things that happen. There was the ability, if they get the Bundy, the ranch, and all that land, then there's a lot of rare earth elements that they know are underneath that land, but they were also going to use it for mitigation. Now, mitigation means that if you take a disturbed a part of the world, the state of Lake Nevada in one place, then you have to offset it with a preserve in another part. And the reason why they were doing this is because the Chinese were heavily involved with putting in solar panels. Now, I don't know if you've ever been flying across northern southern Nevada and seen the spread of solar panels. There's hundreds of square miles of these things. It's just amazing. They totally destroyed the desert habitat to put these things in.
And a lot of them are owned by Harry Reid and Associates.
Exactly. Harry Reid is his son and all that stuff. So this is the kind of stuff that they're up to. Now, in the case of Fundy Ranch, they stood their ground. The Cliven Bundy, when I talked to him, I had him out to California on one occasion to speak at a conference. So when I talked to him, he had mentioned that when he got his contract in 1993 to graze from the Bureau of Land Management, he looked at it and he said, "This contract is not from my country." And so I said to Cliven, I said, "Cliven, have you ever read Agenda 21? And he said, "No, I should probably do that." So it 2 days later, I called him back, and I said, "Did you read much of it?" He says, "Yes." And he said, "I want you to know that that language of sustainability was in that contract, and that's why it was not my country, and now I got where it came from." So Cliven Bundy has never signed a contract since 1993, and that's one of the reasons they're trying desperately to displace him, but they can't because they know they don't want to challenge that contract in court because it'll get thrown out.
Well, Cliven Bundy doesn't look like a constitutional scholar, doesn't sound like one, but it looks like the federal government picked on the wrong guy.
Right. That's exactly what they did. And
That helps explain. I mean, I knew that there was Harry Reid involved in the Bundy situation there. It's, after all, part of Clark County, a remote part of the county. Harry Reid is Clark County, Nevada. So there was that connection that was pretty obvious. And I knew that there were these electric solar panels that were one of the issues. And that's when I learned that these solar panels have an amazing ability to zap, say, a nationally protected bald eagle when one is hapless enough to fly over a panel. They literally just drop dead. The heat is so intense.
Well, it's not only that, but, you know, this whole green, sustainable energy business. And again, this is where...
Well, let's get back to that green, sustainable energy business, because it looks like their business is certainly being pushed on us. Got to become our business. Talking with Paul Preston, Agenda21Radio.news is where you can get more information about what we're talking, both written and oral.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, my guest today is Paul Preston, and we're talking about a problem, an issue, which is foisted upon us by a lot of the Greens and including a lot of government entities. It's Agenda 21, and Paul Preston's outfit is Agenda21Radio.news, where you can keep track of some of these things that, yes, they affect most directly people in the West, but they are oozing their way to all kinds of places beyond the West. And maybe, Paul, we ought to just mention some of the threats that landowners face in the rest of the country, not just those that are trying to graze and mine, whatever, in the West.
Well, you know, that everybody's at risk if you have land, yeah, or if you own any property at all, because at some point in time, these people are going to come for your property. Here in California, we're going through this whole business with water rights. And I know in some parts of the country, people are experiencing it personally because they like to collect water, let's say, in some cisterns, you know, to use later on in the summertime for watering plants, things like that. Well, you know, you can't do that in some states. It's illegal because the state claims the water. And so you'll get fined for actually storing rainwater that fell on your roof.
Now, of course, that's a claim that is exercised, that is made without any legal or certainly constitutional authority.
Correct. Without any. It's just a regulation. And so people blindly go along with that. And you see, people were blindly going along with these things that were coming down from the Department of the Interior and the Bureau of Land Management until it came to Bundy. When they came on the property of Bundy's property illegally and tried to steal and abscond with their cattle, then things changed. They stood their ground. And much to the chagrin of everybody involved with the Bureau of Land Management, and even today, they, you know, of course, maybe a lot of people don't realize, but with the incident that happened up in Harney County and the murder of LaVoy Finnegan, what the federal government did was went around and arrested at least about 65 people that were involved in the Bundy Ranch incident, and many of them are behind bars today, and not only just behind bars, but, you know, they're being completely mistreated. Solitary confinement? What's up with that?
Now, you had mentioned the murder of this chap. I think maybe some detail. You know, I've seen the video, and I think it's pretty easy to conclude if you've seen the video, that's what happened. But I'm sure most of the people listening don't even know what we're talking about. So please make sure that the word gets out through this radio program.
Well, you know, LaVoy Finnegan was one of the ones up there in the Malheur Reserve with Ammon Bundy protesting the federal government's takeover of this land. And, you know, the Hammonds, you probably heard about them. They were a ranching family up there. And they were always being very contentious with the federal government and the BLM and trying to protect their own ranch land. Well, they were ultimately tried and convicted of arsonist charges in some land that they were burning off, which is very typical out here in the West to see that happen. And when they were they actually were resentenced because at the time of the sentencing, the judge said the 5-year maximum sentence was too harsh. So he changed the sentence to like a year and a half or 9 months or something like that. Well, then they got another judge, another prosecutor, an Obama appointee, to come back in and request resentencing. In which a judge comes along, another judge, and resentences the Hammonds to 5 years.
You know, there was a time when that would have been totally impossible, that once the prosecution has been able to get X sentence, they can't go back and plus it up. And that's exactly what was happening here.
And you can thank the Obama administration with that. But anyway, so that kind of was the big tip-off, and of course everybody was protesting the Hammonds going off to prison, and along comes the Bundy, and some of the people associated with Bundy, and they started a protest, and ultimately the protest led to the takeover of the Malheur Refuge. Well, that just incensed everybody up there, and I'm talking about the hack, the sheriff in particular, Judge Bratsy, and those people. Well, ultimately, it became very confrontational. The federal government got involved, and so did the Oregon State Police, because, you see, there's one thing that this federal government does not want to have people find out. They don't want people to find out how they're stealing the land. And the Bundys know this. Now, I personally was trying to get a hold of Hammond and Cliven and say, look, I don't like the notion that you're taking it over the way you're doing it. I think that's illegal. But as things started to play out, the bigger picture came up on Fort Street, that this whole Uranium One business, this Terra Power, all this stuff, was the major reason this collusion that was happening, like with the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton and so on with the Clinton Foundation. See, these people paid money to the Clinton Foundation for that access to the federal government and so that these people could be run off the land. So this is what the Bundys were protesting.
Well, so, I certainly hope that some of my listeners are better informed than I am, because this is the first time I've heard of the mineral controversies involved in this whole Bundy fracas, the Oregon kerfuffle. All of this, I thought, had everything to do with the federal encroachment on the use of land in the West, and that's plenty of good reason to object right there.
Right.
But apparently there's a whole bunch more.
A whole lot more. Well, anyway, but, you know, the thing that's the scariest part about this is how they murdered LaVoy Finnegan, because I said, because I had my sources telling me that early on they were sending in agents to assassinate and kill all these people. The federal government was. And this is something that, you know, a lot of this is what they do. This is how they deal with these things. I live in Northern California, not too far from Malheur, actually. And we see all these the things that were happening and how things were playing out. But what happened is they wanted to break it up. And the reason why they wanted to break it up is because people, especially Ammon, Chris Ann Hall, and others, were starting to teach people up in Harney County about their constitutional rights. And that was creating a huge problem.
And Chris Ann Hall, by the way, for those that don't know about her, is probably one of the single biggest pains in the neck that these kinds of federal overlords have. And she's, I don't know, she might be 5'4 or something. Just small little woman with this huge heart for what's going on and a brilliant lawyer. And they've got themselves a mighty powerful opponent with this lady. And it was just very encouraging to me to see that she was involved in that Malheur, Oregon fracas. And when I saw that she was involved, I figured, well, I'm not sure I know all of the issues and the arcana of them, but if she's involved, I'll be with Chris.
Well, and you see, the thing is that as Chris Ann Hall and others were teaching about the Constitution, the citizens of Harney County came alive and said, wait a minute, this isn't how our government's been treating us. They've just been taking it.
Right.
and so it started this huge movement, you know, and in fact, one of the state senators in Washington, as they were going to Comey's office and pleading with the White House to stop the whole thing, said, we can't let this virus grow. And the virus was the spreading of the Constitution because people were going crazy and they were starting to get a lot of feedback. So that led
that's always been the risk these folks run from the feds. The natives might get nervous and restless, and sure enough, get somebody like Chris Ann Hall in there, and they can get pretty restless. We're going to be back and talk some more with Paul Preston about Agenda 21 after these messages. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Paul Preston and I are talking about Agenda 21 today, and Agenda 21 is something that is, it's a bad agenda. It's an agenda thought up by government officials, people in nonprofit organizations. To my knowledge, the only times it may have ever been put up for a vote would be against the wishes of those promoting Agenda 21. It never is successful because it's basically a blueprint for the takeover of the lands of the United States so that their resources, and that means their peoples, can be controlled by these government and nonprofit entities. Paul Preston is with Agenda21Radio.news. And as you can see, this is not just a little problem. It didn't just get started. And it's going to take an awful lot of education before we can get our politicians to the point that they're willing to stand up and defund this and prohibit it by law. As far as the federal government is concerned, that's a task that we could be making an issue of with our representatives in Washington.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the Finicum thing, the reason why the federal government chose to assassinate it, Finicum and the others, because they were definitely clearly going to assassinate everybody that was in that convoy that day. But they had gotten into an agreement to actually take their show on the road to an adjoining county. I think it was Grant County. And they were going to go up to Grant County, and they were going to start teaching everybody up there all about the Constitution.
All that they'd learned from Chris Ann Hall.
Sure. And, of course, the movement was spreading. It was clearly spreading. And, well, of course, then they understood that the FBI, everybody knew that they were going to be moving on a certain day. And so in 2 days in advance of them going out to go up to Grant County, what happened was that they actually made preparations for an ambush site by cutting down bushes and trees and so on and setting up sniper positions so that they could have a perfect L-shaped ambush for the vehicles once they entered into it. And so these guys started off on their trek up north, and there were a couple of different vehicles. The officers pulled over the cars, and the first car, it was Ammon Bunty and a couple of other people. And the second car, which had Finnegan in it, which was the white pickup truck, he kind of continued on down the road a little bit, but ultimately he pulled over, which, you know, when you pulled over, there was no identification on the cars as to what they were. There was no identification on the agent. They didn't have badges. They didn't have patches. They didn't have anything.
In other words, it could have been the Mexican cartel.
Well, yeah, but worse than that, as soon as they told them to put their hands out the window, somebody shoots at Ryan, I can't remember, I think it was Brian Parker, but I can't remember his name right now, shoots at him and misses, but it actually hits the stem between the mirror and the car, shoots at him. And so they're like going, my gosh, what's going on here? Well, he quickly jumps out of the car thinking that, you know, he can maybe stop something, and they take him into custody. Now, the next thing that happens is that they shoot at the car again. So now they've actually fired two shots at the car, and there's the people inside the car now. You still had Ryan Bundy, and you still had Victoria, or Shauna Cox and Victoria, can't remember her last name right now.
Two women, anyway.
Yeah, and anyway, so they were in the truck. And they were kind of confused as to what to do. Here they are being shot at with the people that have not really clearly identified who they are. So they took off. Well, as they took off, they drove right into that ambush. And in the ambush was this a dead man's roadblock with three vehicles. And just by the luck of the draw, when he came driving up there, when talking about the boy, you see the truck turn off to the left and avoid hitting the three cars. Well, it's kind of an interesting thing. LaVoy jumps immediately out of the car, and he realizes it's an ambush, it's a setup, and they're going to try and kill him. And he jumps out of the car, and they immediately open fire on LaVoy. They're shooting at him. And these are FBI agents and Oregon State Police.
Now, of course, from what I've read and what I've seen on the video, he had no gun, and his hands were up.
No gun. He had no gun, and by the way,
he was not doing anything to menace other than get out of the car, which was being shot at.
And he's being shot at all the time. Well, one of the things that we figured out is that he actually was shot, and there was a bullet that did hit the top of the truck. It was at least a 308, hit the top of the truck, and the shrapnel went into his left hip. And as he was jumping around through the snow, we figured that left hip started to burn. And as it started to burn, he started to reach down towards his left side. Now, there was no gun in LaVoy Finnegan's jacket. There's no gun that's listed anywhere. If you take a look at the autopsy report and everything, they got everything detailed there about what was found on LaVoy Finnegan. They didn't find a gun. And we've never been able to trace the gun. Of course, they've never been able to prove there was a gun. So they shot and they murdered an unarmed man. Now, the interesting thing is that we had broken this whole shooting incident down and how they murdered him. And come to find out, there were no charges filed against them at all. They didn't even give him reasonable or probable cause to pull him over. They pulled him over illegally.
But now they've got him all in jail anyway. Is that right?
Now they've got him all in jail, but behind the scenes, working.
And what were the charges when they made those arrests?
The charges were interfering with a federal agent. But it's interesting, there were no charges at the time of the shooting, because when Victoria Sharp, I think it was Victoria Sharp, and Shauna Cox went back with Ryan Bundy, when they went back to the original shooting scene, because that's where they drove them back to, they had to wait in the squad cars there for 2 hours. And you know what they were discussing? They were discussing, well, what do we charge these people with? We don't know what to charge them with.
Right, that I remember, yeah.
And that's that's the, of course, we've shown in court that they filed the charges the next day. And it's interesting. They put out wanted warrants on these guys. This is what they were requesting. Well, they left off one important name. They left off Lavoy Finneka. Well, of course, he was already dead.
Sure enough.
I mean, which is, it's the self-evident right there that they did something completely blatantly illegal.
Well, it kind of corroborates it. Evidently, they don't want to bring charges against a dead man.
No. He's already dead.
Well, we're almost out of time. So where do we go now? What is Agenda21Radio.news talking about and suggesting that people can do? What is the points to take away from our discussion?
Well, points to take away from our discussion is people need to learn about the Constitution because it's a very, very powerful document. And this has shaken them to the core up there in Oregon. It's really shaken them because you see behind all this operation as we've discovered is Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod. They seem to be the two players by way of the National Command Authority. It was the National Command Authority that put up the drone that was manipulating all the shooters, and of course the five FBI agents that were actually doing the shooting and the assassination, which they pulled out. Nobody ever found out where they came from or who they were. There's so many different things to find out. But
well, we do know that Valerie Jarrett is the right-hand man for the President of the United States, his very close personal advisor, who's hard, hard left. So she would be very sympathetic with something like this. But all this to say is what you've been talking about, the tragedy that happened at the Malheur Preserve and many of these other things comes from the top. We're not talking about renegade bureaucrats. That may be part of it too, but basically they're sanctioned. They are not going to be disapproved of by the guy at the top, because this is policy.
No. This
well,
is what they
we're
want.
Out of time. Last it. That's always the curse that we face. Talking with Paul Breston today, Agenda21Radio.news. Folks, let's stay on top of this issue. This has a lot to do with the future of our country. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.